This podcast is brought to you by Mold Solutions and Inspections. You can find us online at biowashing.com. In this episode, we will be discussing required restoration equipment. Part 1, HEPA vacuums. Through years of being in the restoration business, I've started to notice a recurring theme seen mostly in mold remediation companies: lack of required equipment. One of those required and industry standard pieces of equipment when doing any restoration project that should be used is a HEPA vacuum. HEPA, which stands for High Efficiency Particulate Air, is a type of air filter that the EPA and the United States Department of Energy require as a standard for lead and mold remediation projects. A HEPA air filter must remove 99.97% of all particles greater than 0.3 microns from the air that passes through the canister or system itself. The use of HEPA filters is beneficial for asthma and allergy sufferers because the filter traps fine particles such as pollen, spores, and dust mite feces, which trigger allergy and asthma symptoms. But for a vacuum cleaner to be effective, that cleaner must be a true HEPA system. The main difference between a vacuum cleaner with just a HEPA filter and a true HEPA system is that all of the air passing through the cabin of the system itself will pass through the HEPA filter, and the unit will not have cabin leaks. Vacuums that simply have just HEPA filters on them, but are not true HEPA units, allow air into the system that passes through the filter, but also through the cabin, which then will allow spores and pollen back into the air through the exhaust, causing recontamination. But true HEPA vacuums will only allow all air to pass through the filter, and the air in the cabin that will soon pass through the exhaust will be cleaned. So why doesn't every contractor in remediation have true HEPA vacuums? One reason may be knowledge of proper products and cleaning methods, and the other may be the cost. True HEPA systems cost 5 to 7 times more than traditional wet-dry vacuums with HEPA filters. True HEPA vacuums also have specifically designed filters that are up to 10 times more of a cost than regular HEPA filters found in large department stores. When hiring a remediation contractor for such products as mold, lead-based material removal, water damage restoration, trauma scene cleanup, and other such type of projects, be sure to check the equipment being used. True HEPA vacuums have HEPA stamped on the unit. A further check into the equipment would be to look at the manufacturing labels and check with the manufacturer themselves to ensure that the unit itself is deemed for the type of work being completed. Thanks for joining us. This concludes part 1 of our session on required restoration equipment. You can sign up for our podcast on iTunes or click the link on our website at biowashing.com.